all across the country and all around the world as I'm going on tour, doing a national sort of speaking tour on promoting higher consciousness in our country and in Europe and in Australia with people such as Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson and Louise Hay and Stuart Wilde. And we are touring, talking about these things. And one of the things, I received a letter from a man whom I hold very dear in my heart. His name is Eknath Eswaran. And Eknath Eswaran is really his first name, but in that part of India where he's from, they go for a last name first. So Eswaran wrote to me and asked me if in my talking I would tell people that this, and he wrote me this letter in September, he had pointed out that over 15,000 articles in national publications had already been written about this trial before they even had selected a jury, and that the energy that we are putting into all of the minutia of this particular crime is something that is going to bring us down. And so I would ask you to go out from here and to pay less titillating attention to the details of this particular current thing that is dividing us racially. Thank you. It's dividing us as a people. It is putting an emphasis on violence. It is we are collectively placing in way too much energy on the kinds of things that will really bring us apart rather than together. And I don't watch it, and I don't read about it, and I don't comment on it. And I really would like the kinds of people who have showed up here this evening to just turn your attention. And when it does come on, just put love out there and just kind of surround all of the souls that are involved in this drama with light and with love, and let the process take care of itself and stay out of it. Stay out of it. It's very, very important. And Eswaran is one of the leading spiritual figures. I think he's a living saint. He's 83 years old. He wrote Dialogue with Death, which I'll talk about later this evening, and is the interpreter for most of those of you who have ever read the Bhagavad Gita in English, probably read his interpretation of it. So that's my little spiel on O.J. Here's the story. It's from Legacy of the Heart. This is a story told by Buddha to his students, so I'm saying it to you at the beginning here tonight. A young widower who loved his five-year-old son very much was away on business, and bandits came and burned down the entire village and took his son away. When the man returned, he saw the ruins and he panicked. He took the charred corpse of an infant to be his own child, and he began to pull his hair and beat his chest, crying uncontrollably. He organized a cremation ceremony and collected the ashes and put them in a very beautiful velvet pouch. Working, sleeping, or eating, he always carried the bag of ashes with him. One day his real son escaped from the robbers and found his way home. He arrived at his father's new cottage at midnight and knocked at the door. And you can imagine at that time the young father, who was still carrying the bag of ashes and crying, he asked, "Who is there?" And the child answered, "It's me, Papa. Open the door. It's your son." In his agitated state of mind, the father thought that some mischievous boy was making fun of him, and he shouted at the child to go away, and he continued to cry. The boy knocked again and again, but the father refused to let him in. Some time passed, and finally the child left. And from that time on, father and son never saw one another again. And after telling this story, the Buddha said, "Sometime, somewhere, you take something to be the truth. If you cling to it so much, when the truth comes in person and knocks at your door, you will refuse to open it." It's a powerful story for beginning students learning to be Brahmins. And it's a powerful story for each and every one of us. Is that we have to have what we learned when I was studying literature back at the university. We have to have this thing called the willing suspension of disbelief. And this is what you do every time you go into a movie theater. You don't go up to the screen and look at the screen and say, you know, this is really ridiculous. I mean, this is two dimensions, and that's really light being projected onto that screen, and I'm not going to let my emotions be affected by a two-dimensional light being projected up there. This is absurd. You don't do that. You willingly suspend your disbelief and allow yourself to be entertained. And then when the evening or when the movie is over, you pick up your doubt, and you go out and make your own decisions about it. That's all I would ask. That's all I'm asking of some of the things that I'll be speaking about here this evening. It's just to willingly suspend your disbelief, like you do when you read a novel or see a movie, and then just allow it in and try to allow it in with an absence of judgment. Just open yourself up to new possibilities, particularly possibilities for you. Because that quotation that is attributed to Jesus about even the least among you can do all that I have done, think about what that truly means. That means that you have a capacity within you to literally manifest whatever it is that you want for yourself through a miraculous process called intention. And I'd like to begin by talking about what that means.